This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week, it's about houseplants, including one of those favorites at this time of the year as the holidays come on, poinsettias. Joining us again is Riley County Extension Horticultural Agent Greg Eyestone to remind us of some basics concerning maintaining those plants indoors. But let's start with the seasonal, that is the poinsettia. Very popular, and if folks haven't secured one for the holiday or more than one, there's still plenty of time to do that, Greg.
Yeah, this is probably prime time, large selection available out there. And when you're selecting one, you just want to look for a healthy plant. And the poinsettia, we actually look at the bracts. Bracts is what we notice, the colorful bracts, modified leaves, but the flower itself is in the center of that, and we'll be showing some color as it starts to mature, typically yellow, and so you want to look really at that when you're selecting as far as the quality of your poinsettia. Those bracts stay colorful for a very long period of time, so even if you get one that's a little older than maybe a younger one, it'll still be very colorful for the holiday season.
What would be a visual signal that maybe a poinsettia has an issue? Is there anything in particular?
I think basically looking just at the bracts and the leaves themselves, you can go ahead and fill the potting media and make sure that it's staying moist. That's probably the most critical thing on keeping your poinsettia for the season is the watering practices that you select. And basically, we just want a moist soil. Definitely, if you get it too wet, that can be a real problem. And the plant probably won't recover if you get it too wet. So you want to make sure there's good drainage in the potting media and also in your container. Oftentimes there may be some covering foil or something like that over the container itself, but you want to make sure that there's drainage for the watering practices that you have.
How sensitive, Greg, are poinsettias to humidity, and in particular, dry areas in the house?
Yeah, and any of our indoor plants, we probably want to stay away from drafts, whether it be near the windows or doors and things like that. It would be ideal for them to be in a more controlled environment for them. Humidity is something that is probably lacking in all our homes during the winter season, and most of our plants will tolerate it fine. Really just making sure you keep it watered is the main thing, that it has moist soil for any of our house plants and not overwatered. Overwatering is still probably the number one killer of indoor plants, so just make sure you're checking your plants and don't overwater them.
How about sun exposure for the poinsettia now?
Poinsettias, they would like a bright light during the day, and temperature wise 70 degrees is good. Any of our blooming plants, if we can cool them down a little bit at nighttime, that'll make them last a little longer. Maybe not necessarily as important for poinsettias, but other plants, the cooler at night, the longer those blooms will last. So 70s is a good temperature to keep them at. If you can cool them down a little bit at night, that'd be all right. We're looking at 60s to 80s is what temperatures we want our plants at.
Is there ever any reason for supplemental nutrients for either poinsettias or houseplants in general as we're entering the winter?
There is a time that is necessary, but this is probably not it. With our lack of sunlight energy coming into our homes, our goal is to keep our plants alive but not maybe stimulate growth. And so no fertilizer. Poinsettias aren't going to need those till we get some spring growth. Probably March, April is when we can think about fertilizing most of our plants at that time.
Right. Folks often would like to, if they've been successful in maintaining their poinsettias, think about keeping them over, actually transplanting them outdoors during the growing season, bringing them back in for another Christmas holiday the next year. Is that worthwhile?
Right.
That's going to be an individual decision, whether you want that challenge. You can take them out, get them more energy from the sunlight, let them go ahead and produce larger plants, and then it becomes a challenge bringing them back indoors. Sometimes they're too large for the space that you have.
And whether you want to go to the trouble of maintaining that plant or simply reinvesting next fall.
That's right. That's a personal choice. I prefer the reinvestment each year.
Very well. Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you very much, Eric.
That from Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eyestone. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.